And it's good news, I guess, that last 2 decades picture that you paint, if you're a shareholder in one of the retail-focused REITs, perhaps not as good if you're one of the tenants in one of these large malls trying to eke out a living. And hence, when I think most people walk through some of these large malls, they're unsurprised to see how many of the storefronts are shuttered up and how many stores have closed down. Led, if you look at it, we've had Stutterfords and that hit the wall. There's now potentially a battle with Edcon, and it's trying to recover from a private equity induced debt coma here and trying to re-establish itself under Grant Patterson. Who's going to win that particular battle? Because Edcon has announced that it's going to reduce its retail footprint, and it's obviously going to want to renegotiate its lease terms and space requirements. So it looks like we're in for a showdown between landlords and Edcon.
Absolutely. I think that it's really going to come down to store-by-store battles. And where there are malls in weaker areas where performance hasn't been as good, the landlords in those areas, I think, are in for a very tough time. But stable malls in prime areas, there the landlord has a bit more of an advantage, because it's important for them to still maintain a brand, maintain a presence in the market, and they're going to want to be in those bigger centres. So I think it's really going to be a individual battle. I think we're essentially on plan C now. And the reason I say that, as you've seen, because we've had Platinum Group, which closed down some time back. Stutterfords, that space has now had to be refilled, and some of those malls have already refilled that space with the likes of some of the international retailers like H&M, Cotton On. So now where is the marginal additional occupier going to be coming from? So that's some new brands, LC Waikiki, perhaps expansion of or more brands of existing retailers like perhaps an H&M Home, those kinds of things. But it's not going to be as easy to fill the space.
LC Waikiki, where is that from?
Turkey.
Is that Turkish brand?
A Turkish retailer.
Where is that in South Africa?
They've opened 1 or 2 stores and there'll be more. There's also a French company that'll be opening up Leroy Merlin, believe it or not, a brand. It's actually a competitor to Builder's Warehouse, 17,000 square meter store that's going to be opening up in four ways. So there are international brands that are still coming here, but the guys are having to work harder to actually actively market South Africa as a retail destination.
Yeah, I think as we've seen, quite successful strategies to a point for new international retailers, H&M, Cotton On, to come into the market, perhaps discount quite heavily to quickly grab market share. But Mr. Price has now come back with its latest set of numbers, and we don't see the kind of aggressive discounting perhaps that we saw over the last 24 months currently in those new international retailers. So it is very much dependent on the South African consumer coming back and shopping, as Reagan said, till they drop. We just have to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll continue our discussion on the retail property market. So far, the consensus does seem to be that we haven't hit the bottom just yet. Stay